Om Shanti. 26 February 2019, Tuesday. The blessing from Sakar Murli. May you be a jewel of contentment who is always full of all attainments. By using all the treasures in a worthwhile way in Brahmin life, may you be a jewel of contentment who is always full of all attainments. By using all the treasures in a worthwhile way in Brahmin life, the greatest treasure of all in Brahmin life is to remain content. Where there are all attainments, there is contentment. And where there is contentment, there is everything. So where there are all attainments, there is contentment. And where there is contentment, there is everything. Those who are jewels of contentment are embodiments of all attainment. And what is their song? I have attained everything I wanted to attain. The way to be full of attainment. The way to be full of attainments is to use all the treasures you have received in a worthwhile way. So using treasures in a worthwhile manner. Because the more you use them in a worthwhile way, the more those treasures will increase. So, the greatest of all the treasures in Brahmin life is contentment. And contentment is not the fulfillment of what you want. Contentment is not the fulfillment of what you want. It is the realization of how much you already have. Contentment is the realization of what you already have. It is not the fulfillment of any desire. I have the desire to own a car and I got it. So will I become contented? It is not the fulfillment of desire. Desire rather would induce further restlessness. And that will cause further discontentment. So it is not about the fulfillment of desire. It is about the realization of what you already have. For example, there was a man and he had a beautiful farmhouse, but he was very upset with it. Because it had got a very huge territory and he could not see his cows. Because there was a lake there, but that lake was not at all good. And he was not happy with that lake. And there were mountains there. And those mountains would obstruct the rays of sun. And there was a barn. Khaliyan. There was a barn there, but he did not like that barn. So in one way, he was totally dissatisfied with whatever he had. And it was far away from village. For every small thing, he need to go to the village, to the city. And it was totally cut off from the streamline, mainstream. So, this man had this place where he used to stay. And one day he decided to sell it off. And so he called his estate agent and asked her to give an ad in the newspaper regarding this farmhouse. And he was getting bored more and more staying here. So after a few days, he reads an ad in the newspaper. And he was fascinated by that ad. That ad had a description of one place. It said, away from the clutter and the clamor of this world, there is a beautiful farmhouse. And that beautiful farmhouse has got a beautiful territory, and there are a lot of cows there. And there is a beautiful hill, and that filters the rays of the sun. And near that hill, there is a beautiful lake. You will get the choicest of fish in that lake. And it is so silent. It's in the countryside. And anybody would come there would find peace. So he reads that ad and he says, this is the place I always wanted in my life. He reads that ad again. This is the place I wanted in my life. So calm, pacific, so serene. This is the place I want to live the rest of my life. And he reads it third time. And then when he starts reading it the fourth time, he finds the name of the agent who had given the ad. And he understands that it is a description about the place where I am staying. So he immediately calls up that agent and tells her that I don't want to sell it. Actually, this is the place I have been looking after from such a long period of time. So we need to climb to a newer dimension to see where we are. This is the department I work. At present, I don't feel it is so good. These are the places, people who are with me. At present, I feel if I can get some good people. This is the boss I have, and I am not at all happy with him. If he can get transferred, or if he goes on long leave for 6 months, or if I can become boss. This is my family. I'm not happy with my brother, my sister, my parents. I'm not happy with their lifestyle. This is my office. This is my home. This is my center. I wish I had a new sister who would bring some newness in Murli. I wish I had a new place where I would enjoy the Brahmin life. This is the Brahmin life. I wish some new people, new Brahmins should come. The same Brahmins I am bored with. This is Madhuban. So these are the same people who were there. Last time I had a fight with them. I wish this time I should not see their faces. But they are same. And they are again in front of me. And what should I do? So, in my heart of hearts, somewhere I am dissatisfied with everything which is around me. With people, with places, with circumstances, with things, with attainments, with past memories. I wish I had something good. I wish I had something better than what I have. Let me give an ad in the newspaper. Let me give an ad in the newspaper. That this department is there. And it is I wanted to go away from this. Or I want to sell it off. Or I want to replace it. I want something else. And then ad comes in the newspaper. There is a very beautiful place and there is a very beautiful department. And work hours are very less. And you have ample of time for jnana and yoga. And even if you remain busy there, Staying busy will give you a lot of contentment as a result of blessings you received of your service, of serving so many Brahmins. No matter even if you are busy, but on another side, your blessings are enough and they are at a par with the purushad others are doing. So you don't have to do extra effort when you get those blessings. Such an ad comes in the newspaper. What do? I wanted the same department. And then the news says your boss, he will help you in settling your karmic accounts very fast. So that you become perfect. And you have less of the hands with you. Because God doesn't want that your fortune should get divided. You should get the complete share of it. Undivided share, only you should get. So, what about this ad? What about this ad? We will be the first to apply and later on we realize it is the very department I am working. It is the very place I am working. These are the people I always wanted in my life to be with. And right now they are with me. And right now they are surrounding me. Because they are going to help me in becoming perfect. So, contentment is the state of the mind. It has nothing to do with things. It has nothing to do with situations. It has nothing to do with outside attainments. It has nothing to do with outside help, praise, appreciation, acknowledgement, recognition. Contentment is not about the fulfillment of desires. It is the realization of what you already have. Wherever we are, whichever place we are working, let's step into someone else's shoes. And then see ourselves. How does it appear? And you will find that the other person has always wanted to be like you. And at heart, you are thinking, I am not good. At heart, you think that the grass is always greener on the other side. So, it's not about, it is about changing the perspective. It's about changing the viewpoint. It's about seeing things in altogether different dimension. And then only I see things as they are. And desires, they cause intense restlessness. For example, there was a man and he used to pray to God every day. And when God gets happy with him and he comes in front of him and tells him, ask for three boons, any three things I'll give you. So he gets so excited, without thinking he says, I want my wife to be dead because she tortured me like anything throughout my life. If you can do this, it will be the best thing for me. And immediately his wife dies. And the moment she dies, immediately he starts remembering all the good things she had done to him. Immediately he starts remembering her love, her selfless love for him, and how much he served him. No matter she had a very bitter tongue, always spewing venom. But now he starts remembering her love, her renunciation, her lifelong devotion and everything to him. And immediately he says, second boon, make her alive. Now, third boon is still remaining. Now God says, what third thing you want to ask? He says, wait, I want to think. I don't want to commit such blunders again. It's only one is remaining. I'll come back to you tomorrow. And he goes back. He thinks the whole day. Whole night he keeps on thinking about what to ask, what to ask, what to ask. And he is at a loss. And next day he comes to God and God says, what do you want? He says, I am at a loss, I don't know. You only tell what you want, what I should want. God says, ask the boon of no desire. Ask the boon of no desire. Because when you have this, when you get this blessing that I don't want anything, I don't have any desire, because every desire causes restlessness. Every desire leads to efforts that would lead to fulfillment of that desire, but after the fulfillment of that desire, again an emptiness, again a frustration, again a new desire, again the journey starts. That's why God gives him this good advice. Ichcha matram avidya. Be free from all the desires. Ask this boon to me and I'll give you this. So, we were discussing about contentment. Contentment is an intrinsic stage where you realize that I have enough. I don't want anything more. Whatever I have got, that is as per my fortune. Whichever place I am happy with that place. Whichever position I have, I am happy with that position. Whichever status I have got, I am happy with that status. Whatever money I have got, I am happy with that wealth. And I am surrounded by all those people whom I always thought are not good, who always I thought are not good, but now I feel I am happy with them. I have no complaints for anyone. And how about? That is a separate category where not just pure desires, it is about, for example, efforts. For example, yoga. For example, service. There should be, dissatisfaction is not a good thing. Discontentment is not a good thing. But you should be always be progressing. The desire to progress is not about this desire. We are talking of worldly desires. There is a desire to do world benefit. There is a desire to go ahead. There is a desire that I should get rid of vices. There is a desire that I should have a very strong Amritvela. There is a desire that I should be able to understand this Murli in depth. So these desires for purity, these are pure desires. We are talking of all unhealthy, impure desires, worldly desires, mundane desires. These desires cause restlessness. These desires are arising out of jealousy. These desires are arising out of internal emptiness. While those desires, they are, we may not call them just desires, but this word is not a very good word to use, discontentment. But yes, people use the word divine discontent. And one should be divinely discontent about his efforts. There should be inner restlessness. Some spiritual tension is needed to go on, to go further, to go ahead. At present, we are not discussing that. We are discussing about worldly desires. We are discussing about those desires which induces those desires which induce a sense of wandering here and there, straying away from our main path or destination. So Baba says, you are contented because you have all attainments. So the most important thing is to realize that I have these attainments. To be a Brahmin is itself an attainment. To realize God itself is an attainment. To know that I have to do this And whatever I am doing, this is for the world benefit. This itself is a contentment. I have this Brahmin family. This itself is a contentment. I have such an elevated life. This itself is an attainment. I have received all virtues and I have this desire to progress. This desire itself is an attainment. So when you have attainments, you have contentment. And when you have contentment, you have everything. Because contentment is the greatest of all the treasures. And what is the way to have all the attainments? What did Baba say? Use all the treasures in worthwhile way. Use all the treasures in a worthwhile way. Do not waste any treasure. Thought, don't waste them. Speech, words, don't waste them. Actions, don't waste them. Time, don't waste them. Happiness is a treasure. If you distribute happiness, you will get happiness in return. Blessings is a treasure. Am I receiving blessings from God, from Brahmin family, from the world? If yes, I am utilizing all the treasures in worthwhile manner. Purity. Am I breaking the principle of purity every now and then? This is the foundation of this Brahmin life. Unbroken celibacy. Unbroken purity. Is it getting broken in dreams? In feelings? Imaginations, in visualizations, in memories, in awareness. What? Purity is a treasure. Happiness is a treasure. Thought is a treasure. Words is a treasure. Actions are the, elevated actions are the treasures. Contentment is a treasure. So, when I utilize all these treasures, Gyan is a treasure. Time already we said. Gyan is a treasure. Am I churning this knowledge? Am I making this knowledge my own? If not, why? To what extent I am distributing this knowledge? To what extent I am trying to understand this knowledge? Knowledge is light. Remember that always. And if there is a darkness in life, if there is darkness in life, light is needed. And darkness means sorrow. And darkness means suffering. And darkness means some dissatisfaction. And darkness means some hidden vice. And darkness means some hidden sanskar, which is reluctant, which is refractory, which refuses to leave you. And darkness means lack of enthusiasm. Life has become listless, without verve, without energy, without a trace of animation. Where is that vivacity? Where is that liveliness? Where is that zeal? Where is that enthusiasm? Where is that new surge? Where is that spirit of service? If all this thing is lacking, and we have reduced to a life which is totally dull and drab, probably this is the darkness. Probably some point of knowledge is needed. Probably some understanding is needed. So knowledge is light and knowledge is the greatest of all the treasures. So try to seek knowledge. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall open. Ask and it shall be given. Are we seeking? Are we asking? Are we knocking the door? If not, start. Why? Everything has come to a standstill. And we resort to all sort of excuses. Lame excuses. There is no excuse for effort. There is no excuse for powerful yoga. There is no excuse for churning knowledge. One cannot give any excuse that I was busy there, that's why I couldn't do. I had this thing in life, that's why I couldn't do. No, nothing like that. So knowledge is a treasure. Virtues are the treasures. Powers are the treasures. So become powerful. Work on powers. There are so many powers. So all these are treasures of Brahmin life. To utilize this treasure in a worthwhile manner is to have all attainments. And when you have all attainments, you have contentment. And when you have contentment, you have everything. You don't have to ask for anything. So, as I said, to make contentment your sanskar, that I am happy with whatever situations I am. Two fakirs or two saints or sadhus who stay outside for 8 months wandering here and there, and for 4 months they stay at one place. They have a small hut. During rainy season they stay at one place, otherwise they keep on roaming. That's a rule for all the sannyasis. And when they come back after 8 months to their hut, they find that there had been a terrible storm the day before and everything is devastated. They find that their hut is half broken. The shelter is thrown off. It's all dilapidated. So one fakir, one saint gets unhappy. And he says to God, and he complains to God, what we have done? We keep on glorifying you. We keep on praising you all the time. And still you do all these things with us. And look at the corrupt people and the wicked people. They had their houses intact. It's only we that you found, that you did this to us. The other fakir said, oh, what a beautiful scene. He said, what a beautiful scene. There was such a terrible violent storm and still our hut is still there. It has not been totally destroyed. He is so happy with it. And when they both sleep at night, the one is restless. He couldn't sleep because he has all those thoughts. And the other one, he sleeps nicely. And in the dead of the night, when he opens his eyes, he looks at the sky, the starry sky, and he says, oh God, what a beautiful starry sky. We never enjoyed such starry sky ever in life. It only because that the roof is thrown off. Today I can see it. What a beautiful vision is this. How should I glorify you? So two people, same circumstance, same situations, same place, but yet one is unhappy and another is happy. The reason being, one is contented, another is discontented. So contentment is a inner virtue. Contentment is a habit. It's a habit. Just as you have other habits, this is also a habit. So take it as a habit. Form it as a habit. And habit is formed by repetition. Keep on repeating it. Keep on repeating it. No matter what life brings. No matter whichever situation I am. No matter whatever that is happening in my life. I am happy with whatever I have. I don't desire for anything else. This is what I got. I am happy. This is the place where I am working. I am happy. This is the circumstances I am in. I am happy. This is my Laukik home. Laukik family, and these are the Laukik people I have, and these are their sanskars. I know they are strange, weird, at times adverse, hostile, unfriendly. But yet, I feel I am happy. So, there is a spirit of happiness everywhere. So then there would be contentment. So contentment is one of the greatest of all the treasures. That's why Baba says, this is the link what Baba gives. First know the treasures, utilize the treasures in worthwhile way, and then you have attainments, and then you become content, and when you are content, you have everything. So let us begin the backward journey. Start from here. I have everything. You start from here. I have everything. and then there would be contentment, and then there would be all attainments, and then you start utilizing them. When, because you have something, you start giving it to others. When you don't have anything, how do you give, how you are going to give it to others? So this is such a beautiful thought. What thought? I have everything. When Swami Ram Tirth had gone to US, he used to call himself emperor. He met the president of America, and he used to address himself as an emperor all the time. Though he had nothing, he was a fakir. He had not a single penny in his pocket, but yet he would call himself as an emperor. That intoxication he had always, because for him the wealth of knowledge was the greatest treasure ever. So, I have everything. I don't need anything. This is a very beautiful thought. Keep on thinking, keep on repeating, keep on doing this affirmation. This is an auto suggestion. I have everything. Om Shanti.